Hey. Welcome back to another episode of Love, Growth, and Freedom with Adrienne Duarte. Hey, I know you guys. I haven't found a consistent schedule of actually creating episodes and podcasts, but I've done a couple of outlines and episodes that I want to discuss and talk to you about. But I've been having a difficult time managing what I need to do with my life at the moment because life happens so quickly and it gets in the way. But, you know, apologies for that. But, hey, I'm doing what I can to share with all this. And I believe that when life gets in the way, I think life is trying to teach you new things and experiences in your life that you can reflect on and work to discuss and unravel as you go through life itself. So this episode is a dear episode to me because it is an episode that talks about how can you break free from the fear of loving someone, you know? And it's a lot of things to talk about when it comes to love, because love can come with a huge cost to yourself. And the truth about that is that we as relational beings, we are loving in nature. We want to be in relationships as humans, you know, not just romantic, but in platonic relations as well, knowing that we have people around us. You know, no man is an island. It takes a village to raise a child and everything else. When you look at this in that light, relationships are a part of who we are and how we relate to ourselves and other people around us. And your relationship to yourself is a very important one in order for you to understand that loving someone, both romantically, platonically, or whatever kind of relationship you're feeling into, loving someone isn't as scary as a lot of us think it is, you know? The fear of love is more of the fear of pain. So in this episode, we will be talking about how to be so in love with yourself so that you don't fear love anymore. Oh, it's so cheesy. So first off, when we understand that line, if you listen to this title, be so in love with yourself so that you don't fear love anymore. There is the idea of self-love again that a lot of us have been preaching. A lot of us has been talking about, you know, loving yourself, understanding yourself, unpacking everything else about who you are, and learning to acknowledge every part and aspect of who you are in order for you to reflect that in your relationships around you. And being so in love with yourself means that you have found this everlasting love for who you are, what you're becoming, and who you've become, and in the process of, you know, this present and current version of who you are. You have to realize that when you understand and acknowledge that you alone can provide the love you look for yourself, it doesn't become so scary loving someone else. And that prospect, when you look at that, you have to understand that you as a person is already whole. You know, you are complete in itself, in your essence. You have love that you can give to others and especially to yourself. And in our lives, we were taught growing up to adjust to the emotions of others, to provide and love and build a relationship with our families. And sometimes these relationships aren't as, what I would say, strong, or wouldn't be as vigorous as it is growing up. You know, our relationships with our families aren't all the same. Sometimes we have relational issues with our parents, our siblings, and everything, and we feel like we can't really connect to them the way that we want to. And sometimes it is because of not understanding how to connect to ourselves and to also understand that the love that we can give others is also something that we can provide ourselves to us, you know. It's a part of our being to want to belong into a society, you know, to have a deeper sense of belonging, of the place that we're born in, the community that we live in, and everything else. And learning that and learning all those social interactions sometimes make us forget of how to provide this acknowledgement and love within ourselves. You know, with love, you look for security. You look for safety. You want to be heard. You want to be seen. You want to be acknowledged. And we oftentimes look for that acknowledgement and validation in other people. So you have to understand that love is, or that security that comes with love, is not something that everyone can provide you. You know, it sometimes people can only love you in a way that they understood and knew love. And we all grew up with different ideas, different aspects, and, you know, ways of loving. And sometimes it doesn't meet our way. It doesn't meet eye to eye with how we love other people and how we expect to be loved. So if you are secure with yourself and you have more idea of how to love you, then you provide a structure and a framework or this way of loving you so that the other people can understand and know how to love you as well. And you have to acknowledge within yourself that you have your own power and ability to make yourself feel secure with who you are. And in these moments, you have to learn how to acknowledge every part of you and say, I love you. I love you to yourself. You know, one of the practices I had back in 2021 was I would look into the mirror and say, hey, I love you. You know, I'd look into myself in the mirror. I love you. I will acknowledge all my flaws. I will acknowledge all the parts of me and say, I love you because, well, this is who I am. There's nothing else I can do about it. I can either learn from who I am and grow as a person or just deflect all these negative insecurities and deflect it out onto other people. It really is a lot of that. But when you understand that you can be secure with yourself and the love that you have for yourself, you become less scared of loving. You know, you have more to give to people than losing. Because when you understand that you have so much to give, so much to offer, you have so much to show up for, you become more empowered and excited of what you can bring to the table rather than be afraid of what you could lose in the stake of love. So in my journey to understanding this, it was a whole lot of like self-development and reflection of who I am. I never really understood why I was gay. You know, I think talking about sexuality and who I am as a person, I grew up resenting the fact that I was gay. Or I am gay. I was gay. What are we talking about? No, resenting the fact that I am gay. Because I grew up in a society where I, as a gay man, isn't accepted in society. It was wrong for me to like a guy. It was wrong for me to act more flamboyant and effeminate than I, you know, am told to do. And I grew up hating myself. I grew up trying to fit in the box that everyone told me. And I was so, so insecure of who I am. And I never really took the power and the armor to, hey, say, hey, this is me. And accept me or leave me. I won't do anything to hurt you, but I won't do anything to belittle myself to fit in your box because, well, this is me. And I've chosen to accept all those parts of me. And I think that was the hardest part, you know, loving myself amidst all of the flaws that people were telling me that I have and all the insecurities that's building up inside of me. So I needed to understand that me, as a person, I am complete on my own. Before I can truly allow myself to love. And it took me a lot of years to understand what it really meant. It actually took me up until now to realize that, you know, loving yourself is a progressive journey. It never ends in the idea of that, well, I accept myself now. I love myself. Great. That's not where it ends. you know, when you grow and when life hits you hard, when life provides you all this and that, and you learn, you grow as a person. So there are things that you still have to learn to love about yourself. And, you know, in life, you can't actually avoid traumas. You can't actually avoid pain. You can't actually avoid the darkest parts of the world, because it will happen to you. Things will happen to you. And in those dark moments, that's one of the hardest parts to love about yourself. How you get through this and how you manage to survive through all that. It kind of makes it difficult to love who you are, and every part of you, what you've become and what you're becoming is difficult. But understanding that as a person, my inherent worth wouldn't change whatever anyone thinks of me, because I am complete. I am a human being worthy of respect, worthy of love, worthy of belonging in a society that sees, hears, and understands and accepts me. So those thoughts of like insecurity and everything, how you can make yourself secure, you have to learn how to reflect on those and who you've become and what you're becoming, for you to understand that, hey, why am I so scared of loving? Why am I so scared of communicating that I love my family, I love my parents, I love my sister, I love my mother, I love my brother, I love my friend? Why is it so scary to say that? Or why does it feel like cringy when I try to say that? It's because there's so much undone or work that needs to be done within you to accept that, hey, I deserve to give this kind of love. I deserve to have this, and I don't have to ask for it. If someone wants to love me that way, then that's great. But if someone doesn't, it's fine. I am loved, not just by the people around me, but by myself. You know, I love what I've become. I love who I'm becoming, and I love myself for all the things that I am. So, you know, you're complete. You are inherently complete as a person, and there's nothing for you to lose when you give love to someone else. Now, this can divert into our romantic relationships and in dating and the idea of, like, well, you know, mind games and the fear of rejection and the fear of pain, the fear of heartache. When you understand that with love, there will come pain, whatever the, you know, whatever the results are, whatever the outcomes of your love adventures and romantic relationships, you would encounter pain. You know, you would encounter things that you think would, you know, happen to you, and some things that wouldn't. And to accept that things don't actually go the way that we want it to go all the time. So that's where love, again, in the end, brings about pain, both good and bad, to make us understand that, you know, it is something we give to others. It is something that we can provide ourselves as well. So oftentimes, the fear of pain and rejection is often mistaken for the fear of love. We don't actually fear the idea of love. Love is what we want. We want to be loved. We want to be seen. We want to be heard. It is a fact that we all want this. You know, it doesn't have to be romantic. It doesn't have to be anything, but to be held, to be loved, to be understood, to be seen by the people that matters to you is a very important part of our lives. And how we view ourselves is also affected by the love that we think we deserve. Oh my goodness, this is like perks of being a wallflower. And yeah, that's the idea of it. You know, we're loving creatures. It's in our nature to love fully and devote ourselves in the things or to the things that we love. This can just be about your passion in life, your family, your work of art, whatever it is that you love. It is our nature, you know. When you fall in love with your being and how your life is, it gets harder to feel fear, especially if loving and feeling all your emotions. When you start understanding that you are whole, that you love yourself, when you're in that state of just like loving the life that you're living and how you're living it, no matter the circumstances, may it be hardships or a storm-free 6 months of your life or whatever state you're in, if you fully love yourself and how you're experiencing your life, you don't get to feel the fear of letting your emotions out, saying that you love your friends, saying that you love doing this. You become more empowered and proud because you already have that within you, that you are fully invested in living your life and making your life meaningful in the best way that you know how. So when we look at this, we don't also fear love itself. We fear losing ourselves in love. But if we are aware and are present in our love for ourselves, we get to love, you know, people and have a firm ground of what we want and allow. This is just a lot of things that coincide together if you look at this. You know, when you're aware of who you are, when you're aware of your worth, when you know how to love yourself so much, that the idea of loving and being rejected and getting hurt doesn't scare you anymore. Because at the end of the day, when someone doesn't want to accept the love that you give, that's fine. You know, it's okay. Because you have that love. The fact that you're able to give it to someone who can't accept it, who doesn't want to accept it, or rejects it, it means that you just are capable of loving and loving and loving again. There's nothing to fear about it. And understanding these ideas that, hey, well, love can be scary, sure, but I think we're more scared of the consequences of what we don't get out of love. Now, that comes into play when you look at the whole idea, being so in love with yourself so you don't have to fear love anymore, makes perfect sense. Because when you know how to love yourself, when you know how to see yourself in the light and to love the life that you're living, you are more invested in loving rather than fearing what you get to lose. And what is there to lose if you understand your boundaries, your perception of who you are and how you see yourself, to how people will reject or not accept your love, right? So when we look at that, we are kind of like securing ourselves with the idea that I am capable of love. I am deserving, what am I talking about? I am deserving of love. But, you know, with that idea, we get to illuminate the fact that love isn't that scary anymore. Emotions are lovely. Emotions are great and empowering and freeing than it is entrapping ourselves with the idea of fear. So, yeah, wow. I'm actually really amazed by how passionate I could speak with the idea of love, you know. But I'll show you a story. You know, I have been in a couple of relationships, three, to say the least, and I've been dating for a while and, you know, failed at it. Got my heart broken, got ghosted, got this and that. And the moment that I actually was secure of what I wanted and who I am and really just accepted that, hey, this is me, love me or leave me, take it or leave it, whatever you feel like, whatever you want to do, it's up to you, is when I found the person that will love me for who I am, and who will see me for me, and who will listen to me, and who will be there for me. Hi, Liam, if you're here listening, this is for you. So my relationship with Liam has been so smooth sailing and easy, but it never ever, for a moment, became less of what I wanted and what I deserved. Liam knows how to treat me with respect, to love me unconditionally, and to actually be there for me whenever I need him. And he's been an amazing partner. I wouldn't be able to understand how love is if it wasn't for him. And there were a lot of failed attempts in loving someone. And I'm very proud to say that I am loving a person who is so kind-hearted and so sweet and loving and thoughtful as Liam. So before meeting him, I was burned quite a few times already, you know. But when I met him, all those doubts and fears of loving disappeared. And it's not because of just like, it was love at first sight, it was love of whatever. But it was because I knew what love looked like back then. And he showed me a different idea of what love is. And it came with that fear still, but I never feared jumping into it anymore, because at the end of the day, whatever happens, I know that my love for myself and the security that I have within myself will assure me, will assure me of everything else that would happen is something that I could survive and go through, and that I have so much love to give, that I have such a loving heart that can take all this love and give it to someone. You know, I'm not afraid anymore. And he never once made me doubt anything. So, which is just really amazing. And I just wanted to share with you guys that. So me being secure with who I am, I keep telling this to Liam, I never really did anything to impress him. I was just like literally me in our dating life. We dated a couple of times before we became official, but I was just me. I wasn't trying to impress anyone. I was just like, hey, this is it. Take it or leave it. And he was like, take it. We were both the same way. And that's how we were. And that's how we are up until now. We're very honest and open with each other. Communicates everything. And we always communicate with respect and love and understanding, even when there would be moments of emotional outbursts, which would oftentimes come for me. But hey, so it's a really interesting thing when we talk about that idea. And, you know, I'm fortunate enough to find someone at the same wavelength as I am. But I think, you know, in the entirety of it, being secure with yourself gives you so much opportunities to allow your heart to feel all the emotions that you can have for people around you. And it can actually open your doors in allowing yourself to explore more romantic relationships. Because, you know, within you, whatever happens, you are secured. You know that you are loved, and you know that you are capable of loving, and you know that at the end of the day, you have your love for yourself, and that you understand that you can love anyone else just as much as you love who you are and what you're becoming. So, to end this note of a wonderful podcast, I really enjoyed this episode, by the way. I would love to say thank you to everyone who has been listening and still waiting for episodes. So sending my love to all of you. Mwah, mwah. Have a good day, good night, good whatever, wherever you are. And I'll see you next time on my next episode. With love, Adrian Duarte.